Hey, everybody. Welcome. So, we missed yesterday, Friday, October 14th. But we'll have a little, you know, we'll have a little extra today. So, to make up for the lateness that you were here, you were just hearing the Space Invaders 91 for Sega music, because I guess they were like, you know what we really need to make another one of is Space Invaders. So today's topic for Spooktober, is animal mutilations. Aliens or not aliens? So I first kind of got onto this track. I was reading this book about aliens called The 37th Parallel at my work because, excuse me, I was just so tired of politics and anything about politics or real issues. And I was like, what would be the furthest thing from real issues? And everyone's like, well, just read fiction. But then I'm like, no, I can't do that either, because then that's just as rife with peril, because then everything that happens is somebody's decision, not what just happened. You see how this works? And so I picked up this book and I was like, this is about aliens. That seems pretty removed from most things that anyone cares about. I think that's the thing, is I'm like, nobody cares about this, right? So I can just kind of experience it for myself. And so it was, and then I returned it and somebody who was working was like, check out this book, The Alien Superhighway, 37th Parallel. And I was like, I just returned that a little sheepishly. But what are you going to do? So there was some stuff in there about mutilations. And what turned me on to it first was there was this letter that was reprinted in it that was from a Colorado senator that was basically like in the 70s. Let me see. I've got the year. I put the year down. 1975 was like, hey, this cattle mutilation shit is serious. And we need, like, somebody to investigate this. So here we go. So this is from a senator to some guy. Dear Mr. Rosak, and some of this is, like, real fucked up looking on the webpage. I've got it here, so it's kind of hard to read, but I'll do my best. As normal. I'm not drunk this time, so that's good. For several months, my office has been receiving reports of cattle mutilations throughout Colorado and other western states. At least 130 cases in Colorado alone have been reported to local officials and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, the CFIL, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, maybe, I don't know, has verified that the incidents have occurred for at least 2 years in 9 states. The ranchers and rural residents of Colorado are concerned and frightened by these incidents. The bizarre mutilations are frightening in themselves. In virtually all the cases, the left ear, left eye, rectum, and sex organ of each animal has been cut away and the blood drained from the carcass, but with no traces of blood left on the ground and no footprints. In Colorado's Morgan County area, there has also been reports that a helicopter was used by those who mutilated. You like how I mutilated the word mutilated? The carcass of the cattle, and several persons have reported being chased by a similar helicopter. Which I'm a little interested in, because I'm like, how do you get chased by a helicopter? It just kind of swoops around and you run away. Are you really being chased when you're chased by a helicopter? Or are you just running away from a helicopter that's above you? If they're trying to, like, tilt the rotor so that it chops you up, that's being chased by a helicopter. Because I am gravely concerned by this situation, I'm asking that the Federal Bureau of Investigation enter the case. Although the CBI has been investigating the incidents and local officials have also been involved, the lack of a central unified direction has frustrated the something. It seems to have progressed little, except for the recognition at long last that the incidents must be taken seriously. Now it appears that ranchers are arming themselves to protect their livestock as well as their families and themselves because they are frustrated by the unsuccessful investigation. Clearly, something must be done before someone gets hurt. Yeah, by a board with a nail in it. The fact that allegations have been made of the loss of livestock in 21 states under similar circumstances strongly suggests the very real possibility that the crossing of state lines is involved, and this alone, I feel, should justify the participation of the FBI in this case. See, this is what I like about this guy. He's like, hey, this is the happening across state lines. That means you got to do it. And if I'm working at the FBI, I'm like, God damn it. I was real, real excited to just pawn it off. I urge you to begin your investigation as soon as possible and to contact my office to discuss in more detail the incidents I have described. We stand ready to give you all possible assistance. It just goes way down. The rest of this is totally unreadable. So that was a real letter. It was to Theodore P. Rosak, special agent in charge, Denver Federal Building. So there you go. And the senator was Haskell. So he sends this letter about mutilations, right? And this was like kind of became this big story in the 70s, apparently. I found this other article. Let's see how I can navigate this little fucking window here. An unknown menace puzzles cattlemen. And it's got a picture of the United States with a cattle skull. And it's got documented cases and unverified reports. And most of the United States has documented cases, except for the, you know, East Coast states where they're like, we're too good for your to house cattle. So let's see. This is from 1977, 2 years later. And it was in the Boca Raton News. Most of the witch hunters, private detectives, state investigators, UFO seekers, bounty hunters, soldiers of fortune, freelance writers, self-appointed sleuths, and curiosity seekers gave up on the complex mystery a long time ago. But not Sheriff H.L. Tex Graves of Logan County, Colorado. It's the strangest thing I've seen in 24 years as a lawman, and I'm not about to give up. Here we go again. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen in my years as a lawman. This is the... Oh, God. I still don't know who is responsible for these crimes, but one thing is certain. I wanted to add some suspense to what was certain. Whoever or whatever they are, they're nothing but a bunch of common thieves. Oh. That's interesting. This is hard to go through. The strange events to which Graves refers are officially categorized as crimes against property, but have come to be known simply as cattle mutilations. Ranchers in at least 22 states, stretching from Oregon to Florida, have reported cattle mutilations, but so far no one has explained the bizarre occurrences. However, dedicated lawmen like Graves are determined to find the answer. Graves seems suspicious. The mutilations began in late 1974 and peaked in the summers of 75 and 76. Reports of them started in the north central states and quickly spread. Bewildered ranchers began finding their cattle dead in the fields with precise surgical cuts. Parts of the dead animals, eyes, ears, tongues, tails, various organs, patches of hide, were cut out and taken. Left behind were tons of choice meat. So here's what's interesting. There were some pictures, because, like, I was, like, reading this book, and I was like, I got it, mutilation, whatever. But, like, they almost always took, like, the udders. They almost always cut out, like, the asshole of the cow. And when they cut it out, though, it was, like, a perfect circle. Like, it was, like, the band, a perfect circle. No, it was, like a hole saw had just been put in, but, like, a laser hole saw. And it just had this, like, circular hole in this cow where its butthole used to be. Which I guess is kind of a circular hole, but, you know, big enough for a fist to go. That is a really unfortunate choice of measurement. A large hole that was perfectly round. And, you know, like, okay. In Colorado, the hardest hit state, about 1,500 suspected mutilations were reported, according to the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. John Welsh, director of Cow-Calf Stalkers Service for the National Cattlemen's Association, estimated the national total to now be around 3,000. As the cases mounted and no solid clues were found, public interest grew. Rural sheriffs like Tex Graves were busy. Local Sheriff Tex. That's like what you say to make fun of somebody who's a sheriff. Call him Tex. Were besieged by people offering advice, many of them convinced they could solve the puzzle. You wouldn't believe the weirdos we had through here, says Graves. They came in droves. We never knew when someone might have the clue we were looking for, so we tried to listen. These are the tapes that I want to hear. I want to hear, like, when the police do an investigation like this, the insanos. You know what I mean? Soon, sheriffs were facing a new danger. They shuddered at what might happen to curious outsiders wandering the countryside while ranchers patrolled their property with guns. Well, that's fair. That does seem like a bad... I'm starting to understand a little bit of, like, why they're like, well, this is a problem regardless of why it's happening. Because now we've got people who are, like, on the lookout for cattle mutilations, and meanwhile, guys walking around with guns. As the mystery deepened, the theories flourished among the most popular. The mutilators belong to a satanic cult that uses animals' organs in its rituals. We will come back to that one. The government is secretly testing new biological and chemical warfare weapons, as well as secret air-to-land vehicles. The mutilators are visitors from outer space who swoop down out of the night sky and zap the animals with their weapons, taking the parts to create their own herds by cloning. And the mutilators are hitherto unknown humanoids resembling the Bigfoot of West Coast fame or the legendary abominable snowman. I like that. Or natural predators such as coyotes, bears, mountain lions, and eagles are the culprits, and somehow cattlemen are victims of a form of mass hysteria, seeing things that do not exist. Now, that's the one, you know, that seems like the obvious answer, right? But, like, reading this book, if these people are to be believed, which I feel like, okay, let's just pretend they're not all just making it up for the love? I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't know what's in it for someone to make up a story about a cattle mutilation on their ranch. Because it just seems like the people who are telling the stories, just everyone thinks they're fucking crazy after that. You know what I mean? It's like you get on the news one time and then everyone thinks you're a nut. So I don't know what the reward is there. It doesn't seem like there's a big reward. Also, it seemed if, again, this is all to be believed, you know, the guy who is investigating all these things in the book, he'd be like, they showed certain, like, signs that were all the same. For example, there was, like, never blood around. You know, this cow would be totally mutilated, but there was no blood. There was a lot of burn marks on the ground. There was also, like, you know, the buttholes cut out in perfect circular fashion, which I'm like, yeah, if these ranchers were hearing about this in the 70s, and this is the article they're reading, you know, is like, they're mutilated, blah, blah, blah. Why would they all be the same that way? That doesn't really make sense, right? So I don't know if I buy the, fake. I also don't think I buy the animal thing, because, like, if you saw this circular hole that was once an asshole, I don't know, I can't believe that that would possibly be a predator. Late in the summer of night, also, this guy who was investigating these was taking a bunch of the carcasses to an actual, like, veterinary science person at Colorado State University, who was like, this is actually pretty mysterious. Like, this does not appear to be the work of predators. So there you go. And that person, again, I think this is what's so interesting about this UFO stuff after reading this book is, like, well, number one, there doesn't seem to be anything in it for the people who are believers, right? Like, it doesn't seem to make their life easier or better. I will say that. And number two, there are lots of people who seem to be involved in this who don't necessarily think it's aliens, but do think there's something weird going on, right? Like, something very unusual, something unexplained. So it's kind of interesting in that way, I guess. Late in the summer of 1975, Graves and other Colorado sheriffs went to Governor Richard Lamb for help. He called in the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. This is one of the greatest outrages in the history of the Western cattle industry, proclaimed the governor to officials of the State Cattlemen's Association. It is important to solve this mystery as soon as possible. The cattle industry is hard hit from an economic point of view. From a humane point of view, we cannot allow these mutilations to continue. Now, even as a meat eater, that is funny to me. It's like, we can only allow these cattle to be horribly, brutally murdered in the way that we've decided is cool. We can't just have some other assholes doing it however they want. Joining the CBI was the Colorado National Guard, which began searching for unauthorized planes or helicopters flying over cattle country. A $25,000 reward was put up by various rural groups and was offered to anyone providing information leading to the arrest and conviction of the mutilators. The American Humane Association offered a $500 reward. Wow, $500. I bet they felt like real assholes because it's just like all these people are like, $25,000, and they're like, Yeah, but 500 too. Why don't you just add it to the 25,000? In late 1970, also, if you're the American Humane Association, there's already a $25,000 reward, and you're like, let's do 500. Wouldn't you just be like, well, someone's already offering a much larger award. If my kid was kidnapped, right, I would want the kid back, I'm assuming, in this scenario. And if I was like, I'm going to put up, you know, a $500 reward, and then some group puts up $25,000 reward, I'd be like, okay, well, if a reward is going to make the difference here, I think we've got that figured out. In late 1975, law enforcement officers in Colorado tracked every lead. The CBI infiltrated offbeat cults of devil worshippers and the hippie underground in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. The veterinary lab at Colorado State University began examining animal carcasses. One animal subjected to a thorough exam was a female buffalo, found at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs on October 20th, 1975. Now, see, that's weird, right? Because who would do that, and why and how? An autopsy was performed by Dr. Rodney Walker, zoo veterinarian. Tissues from the animal were submitted to Dr. Raul Urich, El Paso County coroner. Fluid samples were sent to the college lab. A month later, Don Davis, zoo director, announced the disturbing results of the investigation. The animal died from unknown causes. After it was dead, a mutilation was done with a sharp instrument by man. Blood samples and pathology work showed no evidence that the death was caused by drugs, poison, or anything else but natural causes. Sheriffs next staked out farm and ranch locations and patrolled the countryside more frequently. Sheriff Graves and his men spent night after night in Logan County's backcountry, which is so desolate and unpopulated you could hide a freight train out there, one of the searchers noted laconically. As laconically as how that type seems to do everything. When the information gathered in the massive CBI search was analyzed and revealed, cattlemen found that the CBI had come to a curious conclusion. The mutilations were being performed by natural predators, the CBI said, and only in rare cases had the cattle been slain by humans. The technicians at Colorado State agreed, saying that in 300 examinations of so-called mutilated cattle, only 9 or 10 were the result of human butchers. When the mutilations first began in Colorado, there were was lots of speculation that different types of cults were involved, said Carl Whiteside, CBI agent. After a 2.5-month undercover investigation, we have no evidence whatsoever that this is the cause of the problem. Astonished sheriffs and ranchers couldn't believe their ears and were outraged. They stopped sending carcasses to the lab. They stopped talking openly about the mutilations. They quit trusting what the experts said. Sheriff Graves, a patient and determined man, was bitter. He and his staff has always been more inclined to believe what they see, not what they're told. That bitterness was shared by many other sheriffs, who were baffled by the CBI's finding. To outsiders, it had been a fascinating puzzle, a good story to read in the newspapers, a curious oddball mystery to ponder. But for ranchers, it was anything but a game. They were the ones who took the financial loss. They were the ones who wondered if the mutilations would someday take to cutting up people or mutilators would someday take to cutting up people instead of cattle, and they were like the ones who had elected the men like Tex Graves to uphold the law. It's a responsibility most sheriffs take seriously, especially Graves. He takes it with grave seriousness. He's gravely serious. In the corner of his office in Sterling is a metal file cabinet. In one of the well-used drawers are more than 200 photographs of mutilated cattle, and they are damning evidence that the state investigators either didn't know what they were saying or were not telling the whole story. Look at these pictures, and then tell me how anyone can blame it on natural predators, Graves urges. I'd like to see the coyote that can do that. Predators are never as selective as mutilators, Graves says. A coyote that can do that... I'm sorry, it's just shifted on me. A coyote wouldn't leave all their tender parts. If he tore a piece of hide from the critter's belly, he'd leave it around, not take it with him, and he'd go after the meat under it. At least 3 of the 74 animals mutilated in Logan County were cut open while they were still alive, based on the evidence we've collected, he continues. Also, the blood in 29 animals was completely drained from the animal, yet we seldom find much blood on the ground. During the summer of 1977, the number of reported mutilations in Colorado decreased drastically. In Logan County, only 5 were reported. A lot of people are glad to see it slowing down, Graves said. I'm glad, too, mainly because the ranchers are going to need all the profits they can get. But there's a bad thing about it slowing down. It means it's going to be even harder to catch them now. It worries me that we don't know why the mutilations ever began or why they're slowing down. That means we don't know when it might get bad again. So there you go. So then there was a... Now, there was a big article about this in a magazine. However, the magazine that it was printed in was Swank, the pornographic magazine. And I tried to find it. I was like, maybe I can find this article without buying a pornographic magazine, right? But I couldn't. I could not find it anywhere reprinted. The only one I found, there was a reprinted version, but it was kind of like that letter I read where a bunch of stuff was just like, it was so hard to read. And I didn't think I could really manage it. It just didn't, it didn't work. You know, it didn't work. I'm seeing here, because I think I found it on Amazon as a matter of fact. I'm trying to see. Oh, this is a Wii magazine. Maybe it was Wii. O-U-I. Wii. 1976. I believe this is the correct magazine here. So it's Wii from September, I think, 1976. See if I can see the image larger. Yeah, here on the cover. The Mutilation Mystery, UFOs, Satanists, or Government Conspiracy. Also, there's a topless lady straddling a rope. And it's very, well, it looks like a porno magazine from 1976, that's for sure. Big hair, lots of shiny shit. And, you know, I was like, they do have it for $4. So should I buy it? Is it worth it to buy? For less than $10, and then be able to report on this tale. Would it get here this month? That's the real question. Let's see if I put it in the cart. And, you know, I had to, like, warn Poon Master Flex about this, because I was like, hey, I might buy a porno magazine. Okay, if I pay $6.99, it should get here between October 19th and 26th. Should I do it? Here's what's interesting about this to me. There are naked women in this. No, that's not... I mean, that is interesting. But the interesting thing is that it's... where else... You know, at first, you're kind of like, all right, I'm ordering it. We're doing it. So expect this coming. Huh? What's interesting to me is that, like, at one time, I guess an old porno magazine would be really the only place that you could, like... put this kind of thing, right? Because who else is going to pay attention to it? Like, who else? What? Who's going to print it? Time? And supposedly, in this, the author does, like, a really good job of summing everything up. And also, one of his big theories is satanic biker cult, who's, like, going around drugging animals and then, like, removing all of their blood. Which is kind of a favorite. You know, I like the idea that there's, like, a satanic biker cult. I feel like in the 70s, we were real obsessed with Satan, you know, and Satanism and, like, crazy bikers and shit. And so we're like, this is something they might do, right? And it's just like, well, I don't know. They might do anything. And so, like, Swank or We or whatever is, like, the only place that could be printed. It's the only way you're going to get that is sort of like, here we go. Okay, so I have one last article. This is by Chuck Zukowski, and this is the guy from the book who is profiled in the book I just read, The 37th Parallel, right? And it's from July of 2013, Cattle Mutilations in Colorado. He was contacted by a rancher, blah, blah, blah. The dead calf was laying by itself, showing no signs of struggling, no signs of blood on the ground or the hide. The carcass was facing towards the east and appeared as if it was placed there with no signs of drag marks or entrails nearby. Not quite sure at this time why most of my animals are facing east when the ranchers find them, but I have a couple of theories I can't share at this time. The only unknown damage to the animal was a 4-inch hole in the anal area. Once again, no blood was seen on the hide or the ground near the animal. After briefly speaking with the rancher, I made the decision to drive to Trinidad that day in hopes that this animal would be a good specimen for lab necropsy. The doctors at Colorado State University Veterinary Lab had told me the best specimen for a lab necropsy would be a carcass, I think It's supposed to be necrops something, but it's not spelled right because carcass is also spelled carcase. Less than 24 hours old, this animal seemed to fit that requirement. So off I went, leaving work early, driving by my house to pick up my field kits and start my two-hour drive. I arrived around 3:30 p.m. I asked the rancher if it was common for a calf to be separated from its mother at that young age, and the rancher said no. The mother is very protective and will fight off coyotes when her calf is in danger. The most common time a coyote or pack of coyotes will kill a calf is when the mother is actually delivering her calf. As the calf is being born, the coyotes take advantage of the mother's inability to fight during the birth, and they'll literally grab the calf as it's exiting the birth canal. Due to the stress of birthing, the mother is unable to get up fast enough to protect her young, but when the calf is up on all fours, the mother keeps it close to her and near the herd for protection. Nature is kind of fucked up, isn't it? It's like, let's get this calf the second it's born and eat it. One question kept haunting me over and over again. Why was the mother so far from her calf and afraid to approach it? Generally, if the mother's calf is dead due to natural causes, she'll stay by its side restless while bellowing. This was not the case. The mother was afraid to go near her calf and stayed close to the herd, yet she was compelled to have her eyes focused on the location her calf was laying. This was very strange. Delivered the calf to the lab. Let's see, at 10:30 I arrived at the lab. They have 24-hour drop-off time for the animals. Let's see, you got it there in time. The next day, he got a call from the lab doctor, and we discussed his findings while I asked other questions. He saw the tongue was missing, and the edge of the unknown cut was jagged. I asked him if he had ever seen this before, and he said no, that it appeared a little odd. He saw the complete digestive tract was missing from the stomach to the intestines, including one of the kidneys. It looked as if they were all pulled out through a 10-centimeter hole in the anal area. I asked him if this was common of what scavengers do, and once again he said he's never seen this before and thought it was odd too. There was no blood in the heart, but that could have been due to the time of death when the heart was contracted. Part of the lungs were inflated, which meant the animal was alive and healthy at one time. There was a 10-centimeter hole in the anal area, the rectum was gone, and there was no blood around that area. The pelvis was protruding through the 10-centimeter hole. Both eyes appeared to have been pecked out by birds. This is common and was once a misconception of a standard mutilation. No predator or scavenger bites were located anywhere on the carcass. Sign of maggots and larvae were noticeable. No excess amount of blood was found in the cavity of the carcass. Generally, a calf will have over 1 liter of blood, and no cause of death was determined. Dun, dun, dun. There you go. Gross findings? Does that... all the findings or just the gross findings? Oh, this is like the actual lab report. You can actually see the lab report. That's pretty cool. That's really cool, guys. So that's our mutilation show. So here are the results. We've got these... the mutilations are definitely happening. And no one knows why. It's a little like our clown show too, right? Where you're like, well, maybe, I guess it could be a mass hysteria thing and then people are seeing things, or someone hears about cattle mutilations and is then doing it. What a weird hobby. Someone's just like, I just want people to believe in aliens, so I'm going to go mutilate cats. It's kind of like someone who starts fires because they like a firefighter and they just want to be needed or something. I don't know. It's not really like anything. It's fucking weird. But that's what it is. There you go. The truth is out there inside a 10-centimeter hole in an anus. All right. See you next time.